I talking about today? It's not a good news, but at the same time, I believe there's a lesson or two that can be learned from this conversation. And the lesson will matter to some of us, maybe much later. But then again, it calls for us to sit down and rub minds together to cut a way forward. We're talking showing concern for one another. In line with one of the news stories on our news bulletin about a first-class master's student of the University of Port Harcourt who was found in his off-campus residence in Alakaya. He's identified as Francis Mbagba. His neighbors are said to have seen him last on Wednesday. And the school confirmed he was actually a student of the Fine Arts and Design Department. There's been no police comment on what actually happened. But long story short, he's no more. Yes, he's no more. It's possible, actually, not to hear from someone in a long time and assume that they are fine. I'll give you a practical example. I think Sam is on leave as we speak. Before Sam went on leave, Jude did go on leave. And to be completely honest, for the period these two people went on leave, I wouldn't say I deliberately reached out to them. But I mean, by picking my phone to call them, to check up on them and ensure that everything is okay with them. But there were other means of knowing they were fine. I mean, I could view Jude's WhatsApp status in a day and I know this guy is good. I could also view Sam's status, WhatsApp status in a day, and assume all is well with him. Or I could go on Instagram or Facebook and see some of their posts. I mean, the other time, Jude was cooking up some very nice-looking egusi soup that he didn't give to me, by the way. And it was okay for me to say that maybe I didn't call him to hear his voice directly, but seeing those videos and viewing his status was enough for me to conclude that this person, it's fine. It's equally possible for some individuals to live in solitude, alone, in isolation. They don't mingle with other people. Their neighbors know them for that. Oh, that guy likes to be on his own. That lady likes to be on her own. So they see you and you just say, hi, hi. That's if you greet them. If they greet you, you respond. And that's as far as it gets. They don't see any friends come around. They don't see any family members come around. They just know that that is how you want to live your life. And we have to respect their decision to be that way. However, considering recent occurrences of people dying without being discovered for days, weeks, and even years, I think it was sometime last year, in one community in the south, right? A particular guy was discovered. I think at that point, what they found was his skeleton. He had passed on years ago, and nobody knew. Nobody had an idea that this man was gone until something happened. I'm trying to remember the details of that story, but long story short, they found him already gone. Years ago, decomposed skeleton there. Not a really beautiful sight. No, it's not. One is forced to ask, at what point should we raise an alarm after not hearing from someone? And how frequently should we try to reach one another? It's okay to sit where you are and say, oh, this person doesn't reach out to me. This person hasn't called me. I am not going to call this person. But is that person doing okay? And you decide, if you don't call me, I know we'll call you. If you don't reach out to me, I will not reach out to you. And it's also okay to assume that because this person always shows up in social media, it's enough to satisfy your conscience that this person is fine. I mean, I saw a post from this person. However, the possibility that you chatted with someone at 12:34 p.m. Tuesday or Monday, today's Monday, 12:34 p.m. Monday afternoon, 13th of February 2023, does it guarantee that at 12:36 p.m., that person is still alive or is still doing fine. Food for thought. But the two questions I'd like for us to answer today on the sunny side are very simple and straightforward. At what point should we raise an alarm about someone's whereabouts? Your colleague, your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your church members, your customers, your business partners, associates, those that are within your circle that you can clearly say, I know this person. At what point should you raise an alarm about their whereabouts? Assuming, for instance, you may have tried to reach them and they are not reachable. Question number two, how often should we try to check up on each other? How often should we try to check up on each other to show concern for one another? Some family members have not spoken in an entire year and they don't feel bad about it. They just go about the usual business. They see when they need to see. They talk when they need to talk. But is that enough? Now, I live with this particular principle. I don't call individuals more than twice. I feel like if I call you twice, if you see my calls, you're supposed to return them if you desire to speak with me. So call you twice and I do not get a text message or a call back from you, or a flash from you at least, I let you be. However, what if it's something urgent? What if it's something I really need from you? Wouldn't I be forced to call more than twice? Maybe if I call twice within this hour, maybe after 3 hours, I call twice again, or after 4 hours, I call twice again. I'm just thinking out loud, but let's talk. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. Once again, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809-030-6416. Please do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Also ensure that you are audible so that we can hear from you when you do call. I'll just quickly do a quick confirmation as to whether or not we're live on Twitter. Okay, I just did. We're live on Twitter. Twitter handle is @NigeriaInfoPH, @NigeriaInfoPH on Twitter. And Facebook page is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. Once again, a number to call, 070-0923-0923. Do remember that there's a call screener on standby to take your call. So when you do call, you may not hear my voice first, but not to worry. In no distant time, you will be connected to me in the studio. Someone says, happy afternoon, Didi Ward. Happy World Radio Day, Dave. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I almost forgot. But thanks for the reminder. Like I said, if you can't get through to us via the phone lines, feel free to explore other options like watching us live and joining the conversation on Twitter @NigeriaInfoPH and Facebook page once again, NigeriaInfo92.3PH. Do not just watch, be a part of the conversation by dropping your comments in the comments session. Let's see. NigeriaInfo, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you for this discourse because it is timely. And a lot of us are guilty as charged. A lot of us, for the past 1 month, we've not even called our own blood brothers, blood sisters. How are you doing? Just phone call. Not even text message. Some of us have even developed a feud. So in short, we are alone. We are just walking in Port Harcourt alone. They don't care. Except when there's barrier.
Oh, dear.
But thank God for WhatsApp. That I can already also some of us. At least once a while on that WhatsApp family group, we can able to say good morning. And we cut across everybody. But it's not enough. science says, if you teach your children to be greeting themselves as children as early as they wake up, when they grow, they will not lose connection from each other. And that is true. Parents should charge their children. Don't come and greet me as the daddy. Go and greet your sisters and brothers. Go and tell them good morning. Go and tell them good afternoon. You raise a bond between them. Today, as we are talking, some people have some big uncles. Except they tell you, they will not know. But they are living alone. No connection. Because from childhood, there is no connection. So it's not now there will be connection.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Zion. Israel from Al-Huda. Sorry, we lost our call for Israel. Nigerian, friend, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Oh, dear. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-0306416. Like I said, always remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Be audible so that we can hear you. Showing concern for one another is the conversation for this hour. And this is in line with one of the news stories on our major bulletin, talking about the master's degree student who was found at his apartment, his off-campus residence in Alakaya. His neighbors said they had, the last time they saw him was on Wednesday. Sadly so. The school indeed confirmed that he was their student. However, there's been no police report or police comment as to maybe what led to his death. But truth is, he's been inside that house for days and nobody knew. Does that scenario ring a bell? Have you ever had to discover someone was found dead in their apartment only weeks or days after, or even years after? You know, there's this song, somebody help me, I think it's Johnny Drill. How are you, my friend? Yeah, it should be Johnny Drill. How do you do, my friend? Is that not the title of the song? Please, I think that should be the song. But, you know, checking up on one another and knowing when to check up. Sometimes you see people call you and you're wondering, oh, why is this person calling me? They just felt led to reach out to you. They just felt led to call you up. And they had to call immediately. And it turns out that at that point where they call, when they called, you were in distress. You were indeed in distress. And it took that timely call for you to know and swing into action and call whoever needed to be called to, you know, run to the rescue of that person. Like I said, it's okay to assume we all are doing fine, right? It's okay to assume that we all are doing okay. It's okay to assume that, oh, I just saw her online. She was online some minutes ago, so she's fine. But like I said, between the last time you saw this person online and some 20 minutes after, a lot of things may have happened. I think it was last year, the influencer who lost his life due to asthma, an asthma attack, and was rushed to the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. A lot of persons that commented underneath his last post on social media said they saw him that night online. They even chatted. People were sharing the last chats they had with this person, right? They even chatted this person up. This person responded. And it's still a mystery to them. They are still dealing with the reality. It can be true. It can be possible. This person was fine. It's okay for me to see my colleague they just left the studio after taking the major news bulletin at 12 noon. And I assume, oh, he's fine, right? And someone is calling me 30 minutes after to say, oh, this is what just happened to this person. You're like, no, 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 no. I saw this person before I started my show on the Sunny Side today. So that's why I'm asking, at what point should we raise an alarm? At what point will it seem like it is not out of place to raise alarm? You know, you want to be careful not to raise a false alarm and everybody like, you just bothered us for nothing. At what point is it okay to raise an alarm about someone's whereabouts? And how often should we try to check up on each other? 070-0923-0923. Once again, the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Like I said, if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, not a problem at all. Do well to send a WhatsApp message. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. And also, feel free to watch us live on Twitter. Twitter handle remains at @NigeriaInfoPH. And Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. A message on WhatsApp says, I am really guilty of this. I don't check up on people around me, family, friends, and neighbors. I try to convince myself that it's because I'm an introvert, but it's just an excuse I developed to hide my shortcomings. Thanks to you, I will walk on it from today. It is what it is. Dave, send that in. Thank you so much, Dave, for sending that message. Some persons feel like when you are checking up on them, it's a form of disturbance. No amount is enough to check up on someone. Ikechukwu Sterling from Airport Road. Someone says, how are you, my friend, by Johnny Drill. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. This one says, not only when them need help, they usually check on me. Oh, well, I do not disagree with you. I do not disagree with you, because if I open the phone lines and I ask everyone to share their personal experiences, when we see certain calls on our phone, you know, what comes to mind first is, what does this person want? It's money problem again. Yeah, true. When we see the calls, as soon as we see it starts to ring and we check and we see the name, it's very possible to assume that this person is only calling because they want something. And we ignore. I am guilty. Trust me, I am. There are calls I don't take. I take the calls when I want to take the calls. Because I already know, or I already assume, most times I'm correct. Don't get me wrong. Most times I'm correct. The why this call is coming to my phone is because this person needs something. So when they say, how are you? I just tell them, you know what? We both know why you are calling. So just go straight to the point. Or I do not take the call. And I decide to call when I feel like it's okay. I'm not ready to talk to this person. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
Yes, Israel, calling from Israel. Matthew calling from Eleme.
Israel, you're welcome.
Okay, Didi. It's very, 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 very important and very, very necessary in a period of time. Your brother, your relations, your friend, to contact him mostly in the time they travel to different places. You know whether they have arrived. You know that situation. I'm talking to you now. My daughter comes from school at the wedding. Immediately arrived, I call her to know whether she has arrived. Then it starts to get crazy. In fact, I want to tell you that after chat station has been dissolved, all our members have been dismissed. I still have a contact to call Zubo and all that. Original Gunima. So to know their situation. So we were later in the chat station. Even I was worried, Didi, not by calling you like this or seeing you in the Facebook, no way we can see you again. It's very, very lovely to call your nation.
Okay.
Even your student, in anybody you know.
Mm.
I know the situation because life is at stake. Those in this very time.
All right. Thank you so much, Israel. Someone says, that means I paid to be checked on. So the first message he sent was, not only when they need help, they usually check on me. That means I paid to be checked on. It can feel like that. Trust me. It can actually feel like that. But what would you're looking forward to be checked on? Do you do the checking? You know, someone once ranted on social media that you accuse me of not checking up on you. Do you check up on me? You accuse me of not showing concern for you. Are you concerned about me? So we're both guilty of the same offense. Why now call me out? Really, why not call me out? You say I not send you. You send me. do you send me? A message here says, depends on your real relationship. I have gone off radar before because there was a security issue. My husband and I needed to ascertain where some leaks was coming from, and I wasn't about to compromise what we're trying to achieve. I'm very unsentimental about certain things. I do what I need to. If I don't need to talk to a person, I don't. I'll just block them and change my number if need be. But there are folks I'll just feel a burden for. Even if I'm on another continent and reach out to them, even if I have not seen them online, and vice versa. Those are my people that have a right to some information. Anonymous, send that in. Thank you, Anonymous. Remember, we're trying to answer at what point should we raise an alarm about someone's whereabouts and how often should we try to check up on each other. I did start off by saying that it is possible not to hear from someone in a long time and assume they are fine. It's equally possible for some individuals to live in solitude. There are individuals like that. I once read something on Wikipedia about a particular lady. Her death was discovered years later. And I think this was because her rent stopped coming. Yeah. She had set up an automated system wherein her rent is always debited from her account to her landlord. And after a while, the rent stopped coming. And, you know, the landlord was like, okay, what's going on? This lady had died years ago. I think I'll do a quick Google search. Lady who dies in apartment. And, you know, the first thing I asked is, doesn't she have a family? Doesn't she have friends? What kind of life was she living that she was dead for that long and nobody, absolutely nobody knew? So there are individuals like that. You see them. You know they are your neighbors. But that's as much as you know about them. Some of you don't even know their names. Some of you cannot be concerned about what happens there. So anything that wants to happen to them, she know they talk to us now. Waiting consign us. You know they talk to us now. Waiting consign us. But should we blame them for being that way? Should we now say, oh, because they want to live a life of solitude, we shouldn't be concerned about them? This is because if we consider recent occurrences, it's happening too frequently now. People dying without being discovered for days, for weeks, and even years. And like I said, it's time we ask ourselves, how frequently should we try to reach each other? Trust me, if you want me to be reaching you every 30 minutes, I probably would, because to ensure that you're okay. And at what point is it okay to raise an alarm? When you don't see someone for a period of time, you know, people will rush to the police station and say, oh, missing person. This person was last seen at LMA Junction. And we don't know. We've been trying to call the person. But the police will even tell you that, okay, let's just wait it out. If by tomorrow you don't hear, then come again. We'll now know our next line of action. We'll be back to this conversation after this commercial break. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigerian for. Keep your messages coming. Once again, the WhatsApp number is 0809-7306416.
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. Eunice Donald Obelejit on Facebook says, for me, I think every day is okay, but my elders ones don't check up on me even when they try checking up when I try checking up on them through phone calls. They don't pick or return the calls at times, so I let them be. So the lady I was talking about, I just did a quick Google search, that's Joyce Carol Vincent. She was an Englishwoman whose death went unnoticed for more than 2 years as her corpse lay undiscovered at her bedsit in North London. Now, prior to her death, she had cut off nearly all contact with those who knew her. She resigned from her job in 2001 and moved into a shelter for victims of domestic abuse. Around the same time, she began to reduce contact with family and friends, and she died sometime in 2003, and then her remains were discovered on the 25th of January 2006, with the cause of death believed to be either an asthma attack or complications from a recent peptic ulcer. Imagine 3 whole years without discovering that this lady was no more. So when Johnny Drill released the song last year, it was on the lips of literally everybody. I mean, everybody. Yours truly. Even though I didn't pay attention a lot to the lyrics, the entire lyrics of the song, but you see the first few lines. How are you, my friend? How do you do, my friend? I know sometimes it'd be like, say, nobody send you. That one a lie. I did for you, my friend. So while we're singing the song and saying, oh, Johnny Drill, nice one, nice one. Great music, great song. How many of you actually understood the message behind that great song? Nice one, nice one. I think that's what we like to say. Nice one. How many of you actually understood the message behind the song? How are you, my friend? How do you do, my friend? I know sometimes, yeah, truth be told, yeah, sometimes it's possible to think nobody cares about you. Nobody wants to reach out to you. It's just for the people that reach out to you are reaching out because they want something from you. While it may be true, there are those that genuinely care about you. But for the purpose of this conversation, the questions remain: how frequently should we check on people? How frequently should we check on those, at least those within our circle? And what is the right time, the appropriate time? At what point should we raise an alarm about the whereabouts of someone, especially those we know? 0703 0923 0923, and WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809 0306416. We're rounding off the conversation now. I did promise to come back and read your WhatsApp messages, so this is me doing exactly that. But after this call, mind your info. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunnyside. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, my name is George, and I'm calling from Ada George.
George from Ada George. Interesting. Yes, welcome. Go ahead.
As for me, taking my time to observe people around me, when I get calls from my church, it's because they have not seen me to come and play the piano for them. When I get calls from my friends, it's because they want me to come and do something for them, so I deal with them. And when I get calls from the seniors, well, I know that they also want something. So it's hard for me to just get calls like, I've not seen you for a while, let me just check on you. But though I do these things to people, I call them when I don't see them for a while, but when I get calls from other people, it's because they want something. But it's still a good one, because if among the millions of people or billions of people in Nigeria, and you can figure me out to ask for something, I still see it as a positive.
Well, but let me tell you, you know, George, sometimes those calls that seem like they want you for something would serve as a saving grace for you at some point. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yes.
So it may be that they originally wanted you for something, and while at it, they now discover that, oh, George is not feeling fine, or George is in the hospital, or something terrible happened to George. Whether or not they will act on it, at least someone is aware that that is your current situation. And I think that thing about church members calling you, most churches do it. I mean, there's a follow-up department.
My whole situation is not about follow-up. It's about my responsibility.
Your responsibility in the church.
But then, the two people that I have seen that can say check on me are my social media friends.
Your social media friends,
okay. Like my sister, they're not seeing me online for 2 days. They want to know why, what happened. It's not like you and so on like that. So I give credit to those ones.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Well, I remember, I think it was between last month and the first Sunday in this month, I wasn't in church, and I had my pastor reach out to me. Sister Denise, how are you doing? I said, oh, I'm fine. I'm not seeing you. I don't know. He didn't ask me, we've not seen you in church. He just said, how was I doing? I said, I was good. So I hope all is well with me. I said, yes. He said, okay, God bless you. Then he prayed for me, and that was that. Then his wife reached out to me. The head of department, the choir, reached out to me as well. And then there are those that are close to me in church that equally reached out to me. And then I know there's also a follow-up department. Sometimes when we don't see some members in church for a long period of time, we are encouraged to reach out to one another, because we're supposed to be one body in Christ. We are all family in the church. And also there is that you are instrumental in a particular department, and if you don't show up, it seems like that department may not function and they will want to reach out to you. But like I said, sometimes in reaching out to you, discoveries are made. Good afternoon, Denise. It's not all about seeing someone physically or watching their videos or status online. So many people are going through a lot right now in the country and should be checked up on when they post a stubbing status or video, such as suicidal post and depressing post. True, I agree. Although I am not the type that calls, especially if I have your number and my WhatsApp and watch your status. But so many have bad habits of calling only when in need. Justina from One. This message says, there are pros and cons for each way of life. I don't think that people appreciate security till it has been compromised. I've been put in assignments that I'm not supposed to tell anyone about, for my safety and others, my husband too. Thankfully, our temperaments allow us to do our jobs with straight faces. Will the opinions of those who can't hire or fire us be why we start blabbing and contacting everyone, because we don't want it to be said that we keep to ourselves? Who being social butterfly help? Good day, presenter. For me, I do check up on friends when I notice the person is no longer active on each or her regular activities. Example, I notice a friend's absence on WhatsApp status update because she's a baker. After some days, I had to call her. She didn't pick up. I sent her a message asking if she's okay. She hasn't been online for a while, and she replied she has been sick for weeks. That's why. I really felt bad but happy I checked up on her. It's really good to always check up on family and friends. Some are passing through a lot we may not know. Nigerian phone, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, baby. Very good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Hey, very important discussion here. Checking up of people. I'm always an advocate of, you know, checking up on people. I value that a lot, and that's because I do know that people are going through a lot, and I do not want to add to the a lot. So in my own little way, I try to do that. How often do I do that? In as much as I sometimes I just do that, you know, impromptu. I just do that. I could just be relaxing and then doing one or two things, and I discover that, oh, ah, this particular person has myself from the person, even though we've been chatting, even though we've been seeing ourselves on Facebook, on Instagram, on anywhere, WhatsApp. But I just feel like, man, a call is different. A phone call is quite different from WhatsApp call, quite different from WhatsApp chat, quite different from Messenger, and all of that, right? Now, that is for those that are even active on those platforms. Then how about those that have not been active even on the platforms and all of that? Then it's very important you reach out to them to find out how are they, you know, how they are faring and all of that. And again, most importantly, it surprises me when people post about how they are feeling. For instance, somebody posts on Facebook, I feel like the ground should open right now for me to enter. In fact, this life is worthless and all of that. And then somebody would just see it and then would love it. And I was like, oh, really? We just love it and pass by without doing anything. So what happens to you reaching out to the person, just loving it, and the person is dying? Okay, so I take note of all of those things when my friends, people I'm connected with, you know, every content they put out, when it has to do with, you know, emotional issues like that, I take it upon myself to reach out to them to find out how they are doing, how they're faring, and sometimes them trying to open up to me, even when they would not never open up to anybody. But because I took it upon myself to persist, to actually enter them very well, being that I am quite an observant person. I preach being observant of your words to know when people are right, when people are fine, or what, people are not fine, when things are wrong or right with people. Because if you're not observant, you just be seeing things they are doing and then you feel it's normal. So they are fine, they are okay, and all of that. You know, stuff like that. So it's important we reach out to ourselves to check up on ourselves. And again, some persons say, well, personally, I don't even, I'm a calling type. Most of my friends are not a calling type.
Yes, I don't say it. I'm not the calling type.
Okay. I don't take it against them. I don't, it's not a charge. You do understand? I don't count it a charge against them. Because we are humans, and then we are wired differently. We have a different, you know, attitude and all of that. So and it's a win-win thing. It's a two-way thing, actually. If you don't receive a call from me, what stops you from calling me to find out how I'm doing and all of that?
All right. Thank you so much. Hi, Didi. Please repeat the call line again. I can't seem to grab it, and I've been trying to call all the other lines. Thank you, John Uche. Best 07-0-0-9-2-3-0-9-2-3-0-7-0-0-9-2-3-0-9-2-3 once again 07-0-0-9-2-3-0-9-2-3. Good day, good afternoon, DDW. I'm really guilty of this discussion. I've lost a couple of relationships as a result of my inability to reach out. My mom is already tired of complaining. Please, any form of help will be highly appreciated. Thanks. My name is Scott David. Niger Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah. So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yes. About the discussion on ground, you know, I want to be a little bit perspective. Yeah, you know, this present world that we're living now, where people stay in a compound, and like maybe you have like 6 tenants in a compound. For one reason or the other, people don't talk to themselves, okay? So even if you're in your house, you've not eaten for 2 days, the shame and pride would not even allow you to talk to the very person who you can just reach out just to save yourself. You know, it's possible that people can die of hunger in the house. Like for 2 days, you don't eat anything. You'll be so light and empty. The little strength you're going to use to call, you can get to meet people who reach out to people who are farther away from you. Then these very ones who are close to you in the compound. For one or two reasons, you guys don't rapport. Okay, and I also want to say that whoever has a friend that always gives them a little when they ask for one little help, they should go down, like they should just, they should be very, very appreciative and they should be thankful for such people in their lives. With these recent times, what we just went through, even when there was no lack of currency, the new current note issue, people didn't have to see like 500 naira a day. In fact, it was worse. For some people, it went from worse to worse for them. They were not seeing 500 naira a day.
Wow.
And this thing now came with the new notes, whatever, the wahala and all that. Then it was intense.
That's
so
good.
It's possible that somebody could die of hunger in the house.
Very true. Very true. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Didi. I was very shocked when I got a call from my boy on Saturday. When I was at a church for wedding, I was really depressed even when I got there and saw him being raped and was about to be taken to the mortuary. So, Didi, I do check up on my friends. What happened? I do check up on my friends. I call most times. Some will be like, who is this? I can't remember you. When I still have their numbers, I'm this kind of person that do call friends a lot. So even when they get angry at it, but I won't stop calling them. Hi Chief from Alakaya was raped by policemen. This isn't nice at all. Someone says, well, for me, I call to specially check up on people, but reverse is the case. I don't have people who call to check up except now that I am married. If I am not around, my wife calls. But for family, I have none. Even when I call, most times they won't pick. As for my colleagues at my place of work, I actually do the calling mostly. It's frustrating. People nowadays don't value relationships and friendships. Good afternoon. Last year, I was in a bad spot and was also offline for 3 months. Just two people called to check on me. I posted a video of me on WhatsApp drinking Zobo. Them hail me with lots of billing in between. I shook my head. I think people confuse friends or community with acquaintances, fans or social media followers. If someone isn't your person, they're just not so. Confiding in them just because you want to seem nice will endanger you unnecessarily. Hello, DDW. I had a habit of sending motivational messages to my contact just to check on them and encourage them. Some reply and some don't. I later stopped and one approached me that those messages always helped him. People may not say much, but they go through a lot. Yes, indeed. As we round off this conversation, we are yet to find out what indeed happened to Francis Mbagwa. However, just maybe there was a chance for him to still be alive with us today. If only someone had put a call through to him, noticed something was out of place, and raised an alarm. The kind of life he lived, I do not know. Whether he was someone who kept to himself, I do not know. But there are those of us who are so predictable. I mean, you can tell when this person leaves for work, when this person returns from work, when this person does this, when this person turns on the generator. Especially when they don't tell you that they are traveling. You know, sometimes you're so good with your neighbors that if you're making a trip. My neighbors traveled in December. And I felt like they didn't have to tell me. But they told me, we're traveling, no. So when they didn't travel on the day they were supposed to travel, I saw them. I said, you guys didn't travel again. They're supposed to travel on the 26th. They said, they just decided to wait it out till 27th. And by 27th, when they were leaving, they traveled. I knew they were traveling. So what I did was call them much later. I hope you have arrived, though. I think they called. They said, ah, we've arrived. I'm like, okay, thank God. So when are you expected back? And they said, oh, we're coming back in January. So I knew they were traveling. Part of the reasons they told me was maybe because, you know, we pump water. But just two, okay? So we pump water. If I pump this month, they pump the next month. So I will know that they will not be there to pump water. So for the remaining days, I will have to pump. And when they come back, we will know how to balance it. But if I hadn't seen them on the day they said they were going to arrive, it would be a lot of... It will be less for me to find out why they didn't show up. When they eventually came, oh, welcome, they're back. Sometimes, you know, you're that predictable that if something is off, it's enough reason to raise an alarm. But in the end, please be encouraged to check up on one another and show concern. I'm Denise Eniswalu.